Superintendent Dave Herbert said St. Mary's School District went into high-risk mode or remote learning Tuesday afternoon after talking with UConn-Kuskokwim Health Corporation's COVID-19 team.
Thankfully, we don't have, you know, any positive cases in the village right now, but we are heeding the warning from the medical experts. I am a superintendent. I run school districts.
Herbert says as an educator, he isn't necessarily qualified to make epidemiological decisions. For Lower Yukon School District Superintendent Gene Stone, the decision to go to remote learning was relatively easy. Stone says his district has six villages with active COVID-19 cases.
They just continue to pop up, not just in ours, but just across the whole Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta.
In response to communities that ask why their school is closed when there are no documented cases of COVID-19 in their village, Superintendent Stone repeats the same explanation he's heard from the experts.
People think that they're fine, and in reality, they're not. There's existing cases among them, and people are just totally unaware of it. Asymptomatic people walking around town, and then suddenly have an outbreak.
Along with St. Mary's and the Lower Yukon School Districts, the Lower Kuskokwim, Yupit, and Kashinamut School Districts are all closing their doors to students for at least 2 weeks, after which they'll reevaluate the COVID-19 situation with YKHC. One YK Delta School District is continuing with in-person classes, Kuspuk School District, which covers the Kuskokwim River communities from Kalskag to Stony River. Kuspuk Superintendent James Anderson wrote to KYUK in an email that, quote, "We have not gone to high risk. We are still in face-to-face. I have not been notified of any cases in my communities." KYUK responded with a link to YKHC's announcement that a COVID-19 case had been identified in Aniak on October 24th. Superintendent Anderson did not respond before deadline. The Kuspuk School District has the support of Aniak's Tribal Council President to stay open. Wayne Morgan said he was grateful the schools were open. The council president said, quote, "I'm concerned about our students right now, not having a regular schedule with school and regular learning. This is putting our schools back. My personal feeling is it's putting them back a year." He said YKHC's recommendation to school districts to close was just that, a recommendation. But not everyone is supportive of schools in Kuspuk School District staying open. Here's Aniak resident Joe Kamaroff Sr.
"I think it should be closed because of that virus going on."
Kamaroff understands that parents would be concerned about their children's education, but to him, it's not worth the trade-off of risking people's lives to provide that education.
"You don't go to school, you might get killed, so it's either way bad."
On Thursday, YKHC announced the second COVID-19 case in Aniak. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kemp.